This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. So we're going to talk about these people and how they've burrowed themselves into the government briefly, because I want to mostly focus on emails, them using our values against us, how they are, they themselves are programmed with responses to things, all that and so much more still to come on the final hour of the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. So just a few different headlines. This is from Daily Signal. Deep state actor, LGBTQ activist, remains at the State Department under Trump. Her name's Carrie Hannon. Remains at the State Department. Okay. Headline, Obama judge who blocked Planned Parenthood, defunding takes aim at the Laken Riley Act. Headline, IRS fires a top aide linked to the Obama era Tea Party targeting scandal. Her name's, it doesn't really matter actually right now, but Holly Paz is her name, but that's not the important thing. I don't want to focus on the details. I want to focus on this. We are just now firing a lady who used her position at the IRS to attack political opponents of the president of the United States of America, a man who was president over a decade ago. Just now. Since that time, we have had Donald Trump once and Joe Biden for 4 years, and just now, this person is being let go. This, the only reason I wanted to do this is a reminder that these people are dug in everywhere in our country, everywhere in our government, and we cannot work hard enough or fast enough to dig them out, and they must be dug out root and branch. You have to go to the source of these people. And they've been caught several times before. We've found enough private communication. They all say the same thing. Keep your head down, your mouth shut. Let's wait them out. We'll just wait out this administration and then we'll move on and get to do all the evil crap we wanted to do. Don't raise a stink. Don't do that. Just keep your head down and your mouth shut. Lie. Remember, we have to lie about everything at all times. Yes, sir, Mr. Trump. I'll do what you say, Mr. Trump, while working against us at all times. It's freaking awful. And it's happening everywhere. Let's do some emails. Jesse, thank you for voicing exactly what I think about communists trying to take over the country. God bless you and your sponsors and broadcasters allowing you to finally voice the truth. Okay. Well, there are a couple people that I should probably thank when it comes to that, because we get a lot of these emails. Thanks for, you know, thanks for finally saying it, and thanks for saying things other people don't and stuff like that. And I appreciate the sentiment, there are two entities that deserve all the credit in the world for that. The first is Premier. Premier is the largest syndicator in the United States of America, comfortably. This is a large company. Do you have any idea how many complaints they get about me? How many emails, how many voicemails, how many powerful people have reached out saying, you need to fire this guy. Who is this guy? Fire this guy. And not only have they not, they have never once told me what to say. They've never once called and said, hey, could you not do a crappiest country in the world competition?
It's the 2025 crappiest country in the world competition. Tonight's matchup is between Congo and Sudan. Brought to you by Simple Toilets. We dig a hole in your yard.
Do you know of a single other political show nationally syndicated that has done something like that? You know why they don't? Because they get in trouble. They get yelled at. You know what I've heard since we started it? Nothing. Oh, never mind. I take that back. I did hear, hey, you guys are doing great. Keep it up. That's what I heard. They deserve a lot of credit. Two, the advertisers of the show. A long time ago, let me explain the media landscape in this country, because Rush had to fight against this so much. The communists, they understand the business model. They understand that you're going to have advertisers, otherwise nobody makes money. The show doesn't stay on the air. They understand that. So what they started to do was they started leaning on advertisers to the point they would create fake outrage. There were organizations out there. They would have stacks of cell phones, different cell phones, so they had different phone numbers, and they would bring in an army of activists, and they would all call Pure Talk. You know, I'm using that as an example. They'd have 50 people in a room, the same five people making the phone calls, all different phone numbers, burning up the phones, calling Pure Talk. Hey, you should get rid of the Jesse Kelly Show. He's evil. He's racist. And for the longest time, that was extremely effective. These companies, that's intimidating. If you think, oh my gosh, I'm sponsoring this guy, everyone's mad at me now. After all, we just got a million phone calls. Surely everyone's mad. Hey, what's the path of least resistance? What's the least risky thing? Let's just get rid of him. Hey, let's just dump it. Let's move on. And they did that very, very successfully. The communists did for years and years and years and years and years. Mine are made of iron. Iron. They laugh. When we talk, because we always get together, like I just mentioned Pure Talk's actually a great example. The Pure Talk boys will fly in and we'll go out, we'll get some Tex-Mex and we'll have a bunch of laughs. It's a subject of humor at the table. How many complaints? They're not intimidated. Go ahead and call, you dirty commies. We'll have a good time laughing in your stupid face next time we go for Tex-Mex. That's awesome. I have an employer who lets me say what I want, sponsors who are not intimidated by the complaints. And so you, me, we get to enjoy a good show. No matter how much Chris holds us back, we get to enjoy it. What, Chris? No matter how much Chris holds us back, we get to enjoy a good show. And by the way, if you are in the market or in the mood for the things we do advertise on the show, they're all things I use. I refuse to ever advertise for something I don't believe in and use. Chris examines all these organizations, so we're not dealing with commie organizations, and they have to be something I use. Look, I just mentioned Pure Talk. Switch to Pure Talk, to the company that stands up to this kind of garbage. Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, those companies were out there funding the George Floyd protests. Pure Talk mocks communists when they call and complain. Which cell phone company do you think you should use? Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, by the way. You'll be on the phone with Pure Talk, speaking to an American. Take you 10 minutes and you'll save money. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Jesse, I feel your pain about the hog hunt. He's talking about the fact that I spent a fortune and took my sons on a hog hunt this weekend, and we saw two hogs and killed one and a half. He claimed I got the other one. I never did. Anyway, the guy says, I feel your pain. My wife and I won one in a raffle to benefit a friend of ours losing their house in a fire. Two helicopters, my brother and two friends. We killed 62 hogs and 6 coyotes. Once I got it through my head that I wasn't supplying the ammo, I tried to melt the barrel down on the gun. So much fun raining death from above. I just wanted to rub it in. My name is Terry, and I'm still taking credit for your burger recipe. Keep doing what you're doing, brother. I don't know if you realize the impact you have on saving our nation. You know, it's not very nice to rub your success in my failure. What, Chris? What? Why didn't I cook off some rounds? At what? Towards the end, they felt so bad, they flew us over some little puddle, and they had us unload a couple mags into the puddle, but I mean, I could see that how that would be thrilling for a lot of people, and I didn't hate it. You're shooting a suppressed AR with a great optic on it. It was fine, but you have any idea how many rounds I've put through an AR in my life? It's not. I know the boys haven't. Look, I'm glad they got to do it. I'm glad it was a memory. I am. I don't think I will ever be able to bring myself to spend that kind of money again. I can't. I don't think I can do it. I wanted him to get a bunch of hogs. Plus, those freaking hogs suck. They are just the worst, most vicious, destructive freaking things in the world. They're honestly, they're like Jasmine Crockett.
I want to be clear that, like, law enforcement isn't to prevent crime. Law enforcement solves crime, okay? That is what they are supposed to do. They are supposed to solve crimes, not necessarily prevent them from happening, per se.
Yeah, that's what we're up against. All right, so we're going to talk about communism in revenge, and we're going to talk about how they're programmed with responses that have been proven effective time and time and time again. We'll get to that next.
Missed out? Catch up. JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show, Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com, and we will get back to a lot of those emails here in a few. I wanted to play something for you. You don't know who James Tallarico is, nor does it matter. He's in the Texas state legislature. I guess if you're in Texas, you may know, but he's a scumbag communist in the Texas state legislature. Who this guy is not necessarily important. I should let you know, well, actually, you're about to hear it. He is running for Senate. You know, John Cornyn and Ken Paxton, they're having this big fight, this big primary fight that, Lord willing, John Cornyn loses. But once that's done, Democrats will once again send millions of dollars trying to win back a Senate seat in the state of Texas. Don't worry, I'm not hopeful they'll be able to do that. I think we're going to be just fine, but you never want to say it's impossible, right? You never want to say it's impossible. So there are going to be Democrats who want to make a name for themselves, possibly set themselves up for a future run, or catch lightning in a bottle and win, you never know, who are going to run. This guy's one of them. Who he is not important. The race itself is not important. What is important is something that we've talked about again and again and again, and I'm just playing this as evidence of it. Oftentimes, when we speak to communists, we speak in a language that is incomprehensible to them. And this is what I mean by that. And we've used that Mandani guy in New York as an example. They'll say something to the effect of, I want government-run grocery stores. These grocery stores are making too much money. I want government-run grocery stores. And because you are informed and because you are a decent human being, it's human nature, respond to them if that won't work. Well, they've tried that before. That never worked. That didn't work in the Soviet Union. That didn't work in Kansas City. You point out all the ways it won't work, it didn't work, and all the ways it will be actually disastrous for this person or that group or this neighborhood. And that's the logical response. I want to point out it's not because you're dumb. That's the logical response, because isn't the idea that this stuff works? But isn't that what we all want? I want something that works, that makes your life better, makes my life better. That's what we want, something that works. But remember what communism is. It is the religion of who? Of the malcontent. The religion of the malcontent. Communism is not designed to work. It's not sold. It's not even sold to its constituents as something that will work. It's sold as revenge. You find a group of angry, bitter people. You find a group of malcontents. You find out who they blame for their lot in life, and you simply promise them that you will get revenge on their behalf. If they give you power, if they put you in office, you're going to punish somebody. This is, if you were in Texas, you would probably know him, but this is he's going to be a very well-funded Senate running Democrat, and he could easily win the primary. Listen to his ad. Listen to this.
Billionaires want us looking left and right at each other so that we're not looking up at them. The people at the top work so hard to keep us angry and divided because our unity is a threat to their wealth and their power. So their social media algorithms and their cable news networks tear us apart. They divide us by party, by race, by gender, by religion, so that we don't notice that they're defunding our schools, gutting our healthcare, and cutting taxes for themselves and their rich friends. It is the oldest strategy in the world: divide and conquer. But we will not be conquered. We're underdogs in this fight. We're going up against those billionaire mega donors and their puppet politicians. We're going up against a rigged system, and we're going up against a lot of money.
Now, let me ask you something. I just played it for you. I'll play you some again. What was he selling there? What did he sell about your life that will make it better? Anything? Anything? Did he even so much as make a passing reference to making anyone's life actually better? No. He knows what he's selling. Vengeance.
Billionaires want us looking left and right at each other so that we're not looking up at them. The people at the top work so hard to keep us angry and divided because our unity is a threat to their wealth. And
always selling revenge. When you try to reason with the Democrat in your life, and maybe you're showing them evidence, maybe you're making, I'm sure you are, making logical arguments, you're walking through things, explaining things, it doesn't seem to land with them the way you think it should. Why is that? Why does it not make an impact on them? It's a black and white fact. You showed them a video. You showed them a statistic. You showed them you showed them all the logical reasons why they should be rejecting communism, but it didn't make a dent, because you know what you didn't do? You didn't give them an outlet for their vengeance. That's what communists sell. Remember that. Also, do remember that, well, let me ask you, have you ever had to put in your email address on a website? Of course you have. Why? Because your personal information is worth money. Your data is worth money. Now, that's the legal way. If your email address has a monetary value, and it does, how much do you think your Social Security number is worth? Your name, your address. Let me give you a clue. It's worth a fortune. That's why LifeLock has to exist. Criminal networks, entire criminal networks exist on the internet. As you're listening to the sound of my voice, they are looking for your information so they can steal it, drain your bank account, and ruin your freaking life. How will you know? They could be draining it right this second. How would you know? You have LifeLock. They'll alert you to identity threats to you, and honestly, I should say when it happens to you, because it happens to everyone eventually, they'll fix it. They'll get your money back. They'll fix your life. LifeLock.com, promo code Jesse, or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Terms apply. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, including the Tournament of Tournaments earlier,
it's the 2025 Crappiest Country in the World competition.
Tonight's matchup is between Congo and Sudan. Brought to you by Simple Toilets. We dig a hole in your yard.
All that is available on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Bronco, I know you've gone over why you don't like term limits, but you also discuss how hard it is to get to vote out these representatives and senators. The main reason I support term limits, the longer the people are in D.C., the deeper they dig in and learn the ways of the swamp. We have to have term limits to break these connections, so on and so forth. I used to listen to Rush with my dad. I love to see my son have the same opportunity with you. If you read this on the air, no problem saying my name. His name is Tom. Look, it's not as if term limits, if it were to pass tomorrow, that I would complain. It's not that I would complain. But my point is, in order to save the United States of America, we need Norm and Norma. We need all the normies out there. We need them to wake up. We need people who share our values, your friends, your neighbors. And we need them to wake up and get involved in some level, on some level. The communists are an unbelievably tiny minority in this country. If we were to wake up and get involved, it's not just that we could run them out of red areas. You know, when I tell people to get involved, they think, well, yeah, we shouldn't have any communists in office in Texas or something like that. And you're right, of course. But I don't think people really fully understand how much power we could take back. We could take back blue areas in this country if people got up, if the normies got up, got involved, started running for office, voting in primaries, getting informed. We could take back everything if the average American citizen got involved and started caring and participating in the electoral process. That is how we save the country. And if we don't, if normal people don't wake up, then we can't. We won't end up saving it in the end. We have to have that. Okay, I'll put it to you this way. There was a sports show one time. It was an NFL show. I'm not even going to go into the network or whatnot, but there was an NFL show. And this is back when I used to watch the NFL all the time. And this NFL show, it was kind of different than the other ones where you just see highlights. Look at that catch, touchdown. It was way different than that. It was a show run by football guys. And I think it was a half hour, if I remember right. And the show itself, it was breaking down film. I'm talking like a football coach would in front of his team. Hey, you see this left tackle, how he took a left step here when if he had taken a right step there, he would have, in the most nerdy, detailed possible way. And me, NFL super fan, I loved it. I thought it was the best freaking thing on television. I thought it was one of the best things I'd ever seen. Finally, detail I've been wanting. I want this information. It got canceled, I believe, after 1 year. Why? Because I am the hyper-informed. Yes, I loved it. Other hyper-informed people loved it. But you know who didn't want it? Who wouldn't buy it? The masses. The masses are where the power lies. You know, I'm going to tell you something. It may offend you. It shouldn't, but it may. Donald Trump didn't win the presidency because of you. And he didn't win the presidency because of me. Yes, we contributed in our own way. We told friends and family, and that does matter. You know, we got involved. That does matter. Maybe you donated. Maybe you knocked on doors. That does matter. Do you know why Donald Trump curb stomped Kamala Harris in the presidential election? Because the masses were sick of inflation and they were sick of an open border. If you were to go down the list of the Biden era scandals, all the evil, horrible crap they did, and you were to go down that list with the normies in your life, they wouldn't have any idea what you're talking about or why they matter at all. You want to know a good example? Here's a good example. You want to test me on this? Here's a good one. The normie friend in your life. I want you to do this, and I want you to send me an email with the results. Take the normie friend in your life. The dude, the lady, your neighbor, your brother, whoever it is. And I want you to ask them about the Joe Biden auto pen scandal. You know, the fact that Joe Biden, president of the United States, was a non-functional adult and he was surrounded by committed communists like Anita Dunn, people like that. And they just started pardoning as many violent criminals as humanly possible without him signing off on it. He was, look, we know by now, he was issuing executive orders that would affect the lives of all kinds of people across this country. Executive orders, and he never even knew about them. Committed communists around him were running the United States of America. I tell you what, I want you to bring that up to your normie friend. Tell me what they say. They either A, won't know, or B, won't care. I went through this last weekend when I went over to my buddy's house. They were having a big poker tournament. I didn't play. I got there too late, but they were having a big poker tournament. Then everyone was sitting around watching football, watching baseball and sitting around and gabbing. And it came up, the auto pen thing. And it wasn't just the lack of knowledge about the Joe Biden auto pen scandal. They didn't care. Now, most of these people, by the way, are Republicans. And they voted in the election and voted for Trump. They what auto pen? Oh, what that doesn't. The United States of America was run by unelected communists for 4 years, possibly wounding this country mortally beyond repair. And normies don't even know about it. And if they do, they don't care. We have to bring the masses with us. The masses are where the power truly lies. And we always have to keep that in mind. The communist knows that. That's why he bends over backwards so much to manipulate people in one way or the other. Always a manipulation of some kind. Always lying, always manipulating. Why do communists tell such brazen lies? What's part of the main reason? It's not just their nature.
And I do have one very affirmative statement to make. We won.
But I didn't lose. I got the votes. But we won't know exactly how many because of how they cheated.
But now this.
In 2018, when I lost my election, I was never confused about it. I had conversations with...
Why? Because they understand the vast majority of people barely pay attention 5% of the time. They're just not that informed. And so the communist, because they're not that informed, gets away with the worst things in the world. Back to your term limits argument. To save the United States of America, we need these people woken up. We need the masses realizing, holy crap, Democrats are freaking demonic. We need to go get them all out of office. We have to have that awakening. It's important. Term limits or no term limits, that's what will truly save the country. All right, let's talk about the FBI. Let's get to another eye-popping piece of audio next.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on what has been a wonderful Tuesday. Do not forget that tomorrow... our tournament of tournaments continues with Zimbabwe taking on North Korea, and you can vote on which country is crappier on the Jesse Kelly Twitter or Jesse Kelly Show Twitter page. You just have to go look that up. And I wanted to remind you again about a little project that Jewish producer Chris and Corey have going on, Medal of Honor Mondays, which apparently are a huge hit on the YouTube channel. What do they look up for the YouTube channel, Chris? Jesse Kelly Show? I probably could have guessed that. I didn't. Well, I don't know, Chris. Anyway, on the YouTube channel, Chris and Corey are putting those Medal of Honor Mondays on there. And they're going to be expanding on that. So, and all this is free, by the way. If you want to go subscribe to that or sign up for it or something like that. I don't know. Chris, people can subscribe, right? Why do you have to say it like that? I don't know. I'm not an old man. I don't understand how it works. It is free, though, right? I can't believe you did something for free. Anyway, it's free. You just hit subscribe, okay? Just hit subscribe. And you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. There's a former Boston City Councilwoman. There is an allegation that she's also not an American citizen. We know she began as an illegal. We don't know yet, or at least I don't think so, whether or not she ever became one. But, of course, she's being sentenced to prison. Why? Because she did what so many of them do. She looted the treasury. They get into office, and they get the keys to the bank vault that is the treasury, and they loot it. They're looters. That's why they take these positions of power. She actually got busted, and she's going to prison. But that none of that's the point. The point is how many people, how many of these Democrats across the country have been programmed with certain responses whenever they get caught. And boy, how often do we hear this?
I'm not that important. And I hope that after this, you guys will stop talking about me, because I'm actually an introvert, and it hurts when you put me on the news. And for Boston Herald and all of the folks who've like tried to create stories, try to verify your facts. The reason why I don't talk to you is because you never report accurately on black people. You're always causing some sort of trouble. And you are, and you know what? The responsibility really is not on Boston Herald or ABC or Fox 25. The responsibility should be on the black community. We need to create black media so that we can actually be able to create a fair story and report accurately on black people. You don't care that I'm a black woman, that I'm an immigrant, that I'm getting death threats. And I'm not a victim. I'm not saying any of that. And I took responsibility. I'm asking you to humanize black people, especially black women, especially black immigrants. And there's no excuses here. It's just simply,
you know what's, she goes on, it doesn't matter, but you know what's so aggravating? That woman is an illegal. She's not even wasn't even born here. And yet these people get here and they immediately learn from the other communists, the other Democrats in the country, words that can get you out of trouble. They immediately take that programming in. And she knows. She got here 5 minutes ago and she knows. But I'm black. But hold on. I'm black. Can't touch me. I'm black. Why are you talking bad about me? Didn't you hear I was black? I'm black. I have my shield up. It says black on it. I have my shield. Can't argue with me. Drives me up the freaking wall. You know what else drives me up the wall? Maybe I'm just in a salty mood. I haven't eaten, so that's a problem. This is from Just the News. FBI probing whether its own agents obstructed or interfered with politically sensitive cases. Okay. That's good. I'm glad you're probing it. I am. At what point in time do the probes turn into prison time? When does it go from probe to indictment to trial to conviction to prison time? Chris is such a cynic. He said it doesn't. Look, I remember all the talk about John Brennan, James Comey, the Russia hoax. Remember how many people told us indictments are coming? Not just an indictment, indictments. I think we're going to see a lot of indictments. And maybe we are. I realize this stuff takes time. It's not a five-minute process. When do communists start going to prison for their crimes? When? You understand that they only understand fear and pain, right? That's all they understand. Like these judges, I have a solution. Remember that magistrate judge, Teresa Stokes, who let that animal out, who killed that woman on the Charlotte train? My solution is quite simple. If a judge sets an animal free and the animal commits a crime within a year of the judge setting him free, the judge gets the exact same prison sentence. If it's within 2 years, the judge gets 75% of the prison sentence. If it's within 3 years, 4 years, okay, We can zero that out. The judge is no longer held responsible. The guy lasted a couple years before he turned back into a dirt ball. And you can say, well, I don't like this or that about that. And all those arguments may be valid, but without pain, without fear, these communist judges are not, they're not going to change their ways. They're not sorry. Not sorry at all. You will be sorry if you don't get your memories digitized. Mark my words. There's going to come a day where you're going to want to pull up your phone and you're going to want to look at that wedding album of yours, the one that's sitting there collecting dust, that family vacation to the lake. You're not only going to want to look at that, you're going to want to be able to send it to others. And I promise you this, your grandkids will want it. They will love it. Let Legacy Box digitize your cassette tapes, your VHS tapes, your Super 8 film, your hard copy photos. Let Legacy Box digitize your memories so you can have them forever. This is a family company, an American company, and they did it for me. I am so grateful. And I was nervous. Those are precious memories. Put them in a box and send them off. We got them all back. And now I have digital memories that I'll have forever. LegacyBox.com/Jesse. LegacyBox.com/Jesse.
And now,
here's a headline.
By the, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
London police arrest a man suspected of bringing tear gas to Heathrow. Not exactly sure why you would want to bring tear gas in, but that brings me memories of the gas chamber in boot camp in the Marine Corps, and it makes me laugh thinking about all that snot and puke. 76% of civics teachers self-censor over fears of controversy. So much of communism relies on the fear of good people, fear of speaking up, fear of being ridiculed. You speak up, get loud. Incoming chief of naval operations sets ambitious priorities for the future of the Navy. Maybe they're going straight. I am going to join you tomorrow as we continue our tournament of tournaments, as we laugh, as we cry, and do other things. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.